This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1942. Come along and learn how to use this English preposition.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you get confused when it comes to using English prepositions like along? What's the difference between on and along in English? Today, get answers to this tough grammar question with Lindsay and Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I got this new mic.
I know.
I'm excited. I'm fancy, but I'm getting used to this view of it, like, you know, in my face, but that's good stuff.
That's good stuff. The best quality sound for our listeners. And that's fantastic, right. Michelle. Yeah, I mean, so Michelle, you know, tell me a little bit about your neighborhood. You know, if you walk along your street, what do you see in your neighborhood in New York?
Okay, so if I walk along my street, I will see lots of buildings. There's an Italian restaurant. There's a grocery store. Very useful, convenient things. What about you? If you walk along your street, what do you see?
Oh, if I walk along my street, if I walk out there along the street, I can see the park, which I love that. I love being close to the park. There's a coffee shop down the street, although it is a little bit overpriced, I'm not going to lie. And then there's a bar next to that. And there's apartment buildings and houses. But it's pretty suburban urban, I would say. My neighborhood is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's good. Well, we are going to be talking about this word along today because we had a listener ask a question.
Yes.
This is a really good question. This is a super important word. So this is kind of a little bit of a grammar episode today, focusing on the word along.
I know. I'm excited because I think our listeners, you know, this is one of those words that brings English together. You know what I mean? It brings other important ideas together to make a cohesive statement. So you guys need this. So we're going to listen in today for sure.
All right. Love it. All right. Go ahead, Lindsay.
All right. So here's the question from the listener. The listener says, best podcast ever. Can you make an episode about the word along? It's very confusing to me. I don't know how to use it. This is from Julio E3274. From the U.S. Good question, right, Michelle?
It is a great question. Yeah, this is a good kind of grammar question, like I said. So we're going to talk through a few ways that it's used. There are actually tons of ways listed in the dictionary. So, but guys, we kind of like to focus a little bit, right? We don't want to get too confused. We're going to focus on just a couple to get us started, and we can always do a follow-up, like we said. So the example that I gave in the beginning, we were talking about if you walk along your street, what do you see? So this is along as a preposition, right? And that's going to be our focus for today. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, we can do other follow-ups. So in the dictionary, Merriam-Webster says one of the definitions is in a line, matching the length or direction of. So like walking along the road, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. So when I hear along, I think of definitely a direction. And when we think of it as a preposition, as we're talking about now, guys, I think of it as kind of tracing something, following something, right?
Right.
Straight,
that's true.
Just following that road. So if I say I'm walking along the water, what does it mean, Michelle, exactly when I say that? Am I walking on top of the water? No.
I'm walking like beside it, like the length of the water or the width of the water, I guess.
Exactly. A little stroll by the river, right, Michelle? Walking along the river.
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you like to walk along the water?
If I can. There's not a ton of water out here, unfortunately, in Colorado. That's one thing. All the lakes are fake. They're all reservoirs. And I always say, when I see a lake, I'll say, oh, it's a fake lake again, you know, but there's a lot of mountains. So that makes up for it.
You guys got plenty of nature. Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, for me, I walk along the Hudson River. You know, there are beautiful views. And so I like to do that, although the Hudson River is pretty yucky.
Oh, yeah, it's famous. I mean, any city river, Rochelle, is definitely good. The Charles River, when I lived in Boston, it was known, yeah, especially in the 70s and 80s, for being really dirty. Really dirty.
Oh, is that right?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not great, the rivers, but you can walk along them and kind of have a nice time, and it's peaceful, and so that's good.
Yeah.
And then also the dictionary mentioned there's at a point, mm-hmm, or points on. So for example, they said a house along the river. So I might say to you, like, let's say, Lindsay, you were talking about that coffee shop that's along, you know, your street.
Yeah.
So I could say to you, oh, are there any coffee shops along your street? Like, let's say I'm visiting you, mm-hmm, we're hanging out, and I'm like, oh, I need a coffee. Are there any coffee shops along this street? Right.
Right. I love that. Yeah, it's true. It might seem confusing, guys, but really it makes sense, right? Imagine I'm walking along Fifth Street and there is a coffee shop, right? So yes, it goes along with that same idea, right, of following a line, following a street.
Right. And then what's one more definition, Lindsay, that
okay,
helped
here's
with?
Another great one for our listeners: in the course of. So this means making stops along the way, right? In the
right
course of something. Right.
Right. Okay. So yeah. So this is really useful. So this is, I think, good for road trips or asking directions.
Okay.
Right? So for mm-hmm example, I feel like this one is pretty common. If I say to you, I'm sure there will be a bathroom along the way, but maybe we should go before we head out.
Right. So that means somewhere on our way, during our journey, there will be a bathroom along the way. It's a little bit vague, right, Michelle, when I say that? Where is it going to be? I don't know.
We don't know. Just yeah, at some point, right? It will happen.
Yeah. And we know, guys, this could be a little confusing. So we have lots of examples for our listeners today, don't we, Michelle?
Yes, absolutely. So yep, we're going to focus on this one and do some more examples for you.
Yeah, good stuff. We're going to get to those examples in just a second. Okay, Michelle. All right, let's get into those examples. Here we go. A little okay role plays here. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
All right. Michelle, where are you?
I'm driving along First Street. Have you seen that beautiful new building?
Oh, yes. It is amazing. Okay, so that really holds up for our rule here, Michelle, right? It's the idea I'm following First Street. I'm kind of parallel, or I'm on First Street. I'm following it, right?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one, here we go. There was a store along that street over there.
Oh, should we stop in?
Yes.
Good. So a store along the street. So could you also have said, Michelle, there was a store on that street over there? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. You could say, oh, there's a store on that street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think those two things are different, or is there?
Yeah, that's a good question. A store along that street. I think they're pretty similar in this case. I can't really think of much of a difference. Can you?
I don't think so. Sometimes I think, you know, we want to try and find
a difference.
I'm like, we
right
work really hard to find it. And then it's like,
not there.
You know, it's mostly fine. Yeah, there might be times when one might sound slightly better than the other. But I don't think, sometimes I think it's easy to just get confused if we search too much. Like, oh,
yeah,
there has to be an answer. I think they're both good.
Okay, then we'll go with that for our listeners. I love it. Let's go for the next example. Here we go. I've made many mistakes along the way, but I try my best to learn from each one.
Same here.
So here, what's the feeling? The feeling is kind of along the way. What is the way?
Right. In the course of something, right? So that mm-hmm goes to that definition, in the course of.
Right.
Right. It's not a it's more of an idea, right? These mistakes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Necessarily that, like, more so than when we talk about like a bathroom along the way, like there'll be a bathroom along the way. And, you know, so I think this is also kind of a chunk, I think, along the way.
Along the way. Right. And when I say that in that context of that example, I think about, maybe I'm talking about my career, right? Along the way, during my career or during my lifetime, it's a particular period of time in which you were doing something, right?
Right. Yes. Exactly. So, do we have time for a couple of conversation questions?
Of course we do, Michelle. We have time. Let's go for it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. Well, we were already talking about the water, like a river, but what about the beach? Do you like to walk along the beach? Like when you, I know you're more of a beach person than the pool person, but do you to walk or run along the beach?
I do. Running on the beach is really hard, or running along the beach also can say that is really hard, but I like to take, you know, sunset walks along the beach, very romantic. So yes, I like that. What about you, Michelle? Are you that kind of person?
I do. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't really like to sit at the beach for too long. So, but I like to walk along it. And
yes.
Like I get bored sitting on the beach for such a long time, but I'll walk along the beach. And I do like that, especially like you said, at sunset, that's nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Especially like I'm sure with your kids, if you take them to the beach and they're always like, you know, playing in the waves and then you know, the water comes up and they scream and then they run out. It's just fun. You know, being on the beach is fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, next question. Is there a favorite store you have along your street? I know you have an expensive coffee shop, but is there some store or another kind of shop?
Ooh, a favorite store. There is a sandwich shop that I really like called Snarf's. And that is actually not along my street, but it's along a different street, which is a few streets down. And they have just local sandwiches. You know what I mean? Like burgers, veggie burgers, sandwiches. I love a good sandwich, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Me too. And for me, I'm trying to think of like my favorite places in my neighborhood. I mean, I do like that Italian restaurant. And then, there's just so much, there's a good toy store that I take my son to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's cool. Is that along your street or is that kind of in another part of the neighborhood?
It's in another part of the neighborhood. I'll be honest. It's not along my street, but it's very close. And then the last one, what are some things you've learned along the way in your work life or personal life?
Oh my gosh, big question, Michelle.
Yes, I know. This is a deep one.
This is a deep one. Well, what I've learned at work is that you don't always need to know the end plan. Like you don't need to know 5 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. All you need to know is the next best thing to do right now. Mm-hmm. I think the way my mind works is that I force myself to sit down and figure out the whole plan before I take action, which is just a form of procrastination, actually.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. You think so?
Oh, yes. No question. I know so, Michelle. I know that I would much rather sit down and plan everything out, have a whole whiteboard with intense plans, right? Detailed plans that go out to 2024. But it's easier to do that than it is to take that first step on the plan. So in 2023, I'm going to be taking more action, right? And less planning.
Nice. So, yeah. Well, that's a really interesting thing. I never heard anybody describe like planning, like intense planning.
Procrastination.
Procrastination. Wow.
Oh, for sure.
But that's so deep. Like, oh, Michelle, that's so true.
Yeah. And procrastination, it hides in unlikely places for me. I bet our listeners will feel this, right? It hides in list making. It hides in doing the easy little things, but not eating the frog, meaning not doing the big thing, the thing that's hard, but that will move things forward. It hides in places. I work really hard. I work a lot, but I do procrastinate at the same time. Right. So it's really interesting procrastination, I think.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that. And eating the frog, I've never heard that before.
That's an expression in business that I've heard a few times. It means when you first wake up, right, eat the frog, do the thing that is the hardest thing on your list, but it's the thing you know you need to do to move things forward in your career, your business. No one wants to eat the frog, but you eat it first and then you build that momentum. You keep going. You feel really good throughout the day.
It kind of reminds me of the expression to bite the bullet. I mean,
maybe.
I see how it's different, but like, you know, getting something, I don't know.
Yeah, bonus expressions for our listeners
today. This is going to be a bonus expression for sure. Yeah,
for sure.
Any takeaways, Lindsay, for our listeners? I think that kind of wraps it up, but this is a great question.
Yeah, this is a great question. Guys, don't get intimidated when it comes to prepositions like along. You know, it's really not, you know, we've shown you some things that sound, that seem about the same, like on my street, along my street. In many situations, those could mean the same thing. So don't get wrapped up in the paralysis of when to choose along. Just go with the general idea of what we're trying to say. I love that.
I love it. Yes. Okay. Well, that was good. We'll leave it there. Thanks to our listener again for that question. And thanks for hanging out, Lindsay.
All right, guys. Don't forget to go ahead and hit follow. Hit that follow button on All Ears English, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or if you like YouTube, this episode is on YouTube today. So we'll see you guys over there. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.